Good morning, you guys. Happy Sabbath.
Hello.
All right, thank you. All right, I am going to ask you a very simple question. Have you guys ever really wanted something more than anything else in the world? Yes. What are some of the things you wanted? Maybe you want something right now more than anything. Yes. Wii, yes. That is a Nintendo game system for the uninformed. Yes.
A PS3.
All right, I sense a theme. What did you like want more than anything else?
The wish come true what we wanted.
Yeah, and the wish was a what?
An Xbox.
Oh, an Xbox, a Wii, and a PlayStation 3. My, all right. Well, I am going to tell you about yes, Hannah, one last one. What did you want more than anything else? An iPod. Wow. All right. Well, when I have a story that I know very well because it happened to me when I was maybe some of your guys' age. And they didn't have iPods and they didn't have PS3s and they didn't have lots of things that you guys wish for. But I wanted, you're right, it was even before Genesis, Carson, if you can believe that. The game system, not the book of the Bible. How many of you guys like sports? Do you guys play sports? Okay. Ooh, you play soccer. I loved sports. I still love sports. And I like to play all kinds of sports. And one of the sports I liked was basketball. And my favorite team then as now is the Lakers. And there was a commercial on a game that I was watching. And it said, oh, I have to tell you one other thing. Well, I'll tell you that in a second. It said, coming up in 2 weeks, there's going to be Laker jersey night. And if you are 14 and under, the first 5,000 kids, 14 and under, will get a free Laker jersey. I said, I have to have the Laker jersey. Here's the other secret that I didn't tell you. I got one like it. I don't have that one. But I also love uniforms. I can't explain why I do, but I love sports uniforms. So all those two things came together. My love of the Lakers, my love of uniforms, and I said, Mom, we have to go to this Laker game. And she says, okay, why? Because it's the Lakers, hello, and it's a jersey, and I can have a Laker jersey. I really want that Laker jersey. Now, you know what I'm thinking in my mind? How many did I say for the first how many? 5,000. Would you take a guess as to how many kids 14 and under there are in Los Angeles? How many? About 100 million, maybe.
1.5 million.
There are so many kids. I knew this because I was a child genius. We live in a very large city, maybe the largest city if you add it all up in all of the United States. And a lot of those kids saw that same commercial I just saw. So I said, Mom, we got to go to the Laker game. She says, all right, I'll take you to the Laker game. Why? Because it's Lakers, hello, and I get a Laker jersey. All right, that'll be great. But Mom, we've got to go early because I got to have my Laker jersey. Do you know what my mom did? My mom said, okay, we'll do that. We were there crazy early. This game started at 7, and she said, I think it's going to be okay if we leave probably around 5. 5? We can't leave at 5. There'll be tons of kids there by that point. I think we were probably there. This is back when the Lakers played down at the Inglewood Forum. We were there at probably 3. Do you know how many kids there were standing outside the forum? There was one, and it was me. And you know what? My mom said, okay, so Peter, I think we're here in plenty of time. Why don't we go across? And across the street, across the corner, was a Sizzler. And she says, why don't we go get something to eat? Because we'll probably be able to eat and come back in time for you to get your jersey. I said, no way! What if we go someplace to eat and 5,000 or 10,000 kids show up to the forum and I'm sitting there eating and I miss my jersey? She said, I tell you what,
See that restaurant over there? It's right across the corner. If we'll see if any kids start coming, and we'll just leave if we have to. You'll get there. So I said, okay. So we ate our food. We get over there. We are still like one of the first 10 maybe kids. And I will always remember when they handed me my gold Laker jersey with the number one on it. Now, I brought a jersey that's not that jersey, but I want somebody, in fact, I want you to model my jersey that is just like the one that I got. Not quite like it. It's a different player and a different name. So why don't you stand up? And you can put on the Laker jersey, and you can imagine it's the one I got. Put that on. And I got my Laker jersey, and I barely remember. You know what? Yeah, go out and stand out right there so everybody can see. Yeah. I got my Laker jersey, and the Lakers won the game, and I wore that all the time. And one of the things I loved about my Laker jersey was if I put it on and I looked in the mirror, guess what? I looked like a Laker. I didn't look like just a regular kid. I looked like a Laker, like a basketball playing fool. Well, I want to tell you about another jersey. It's even better than that one that I got that I wanted more than anything else. Are you ready for this? It's called the Jesus jersey. You can find out about it in the Bible. It's not called quite that name, but that's the name I call it. And Jesus has a jersey for each one of us. And it's even cooler than the Laker jersey. And what it means is, just like when you wear a jersey like that, that means you're on like the Laker team or you belong to like a fan of the Laker team. If you get the Jesus jersey, that means that you're on Jesus' team. And the cool thing is, when you get that jersey and you put it on, that when you look at yourself or when God looks at you, it says to him that you are a friend of Jesus. And sometimes it covers all the things that maybe we sometimes do that aren't so great. And if we get that Jesus jersey, then God looks at us and says, that's a friend of my son. That's a friend of Jesus. And I love them. And the best part about the Jesus jersey, it doesn't just go for the first 5,000 kids. It's for any of us who ask Jesus to be our friend and to help us live the kind of life that he lived and he wants us all to live. So I want us all to get the Jesus jersey, okay? Let's stand up and let's pray. Dear God, please give us the desire to be clothed in your righteousness, that jersey that you have for each one of us that won't run out for the first 5,000. Help us to ask you into our lives, that you can help us be the kind of people that you want us to be. And please bless this offering that we collect right now. In Jesus' name, amen.